One of the key battles which changed the course of World War II started 75 years ago today. Australia and America lost 660 lives during the four-day Battle of the Coral Sea. Some say it cemented our partnership in blood. More critically, it halted the Japanese momentum in the Pacific. Our naval forces managed to intercept the Japanese to stop the invasion of Port Moresby. If Port Moresby had fallen, Australia would have been isolated and within easy striking distance. The offensive also meant that our forces left the Japanese army depleted. They lost close to 1,000 men, 77 aircraft and 3 naval units. It brought the once undefeatable Japanese army back to level pegging in the battle for the Pacific and meant that the US was able to claim more victories in the region. As we've heard, the Prime Minister is meeting with President Donald Trump to mark the anniversary on board USS Intrepid, a former aircraft carrier turned museum, which is now moored in New York's Hudson River. To find out more about this historic battle, I'm very happy to say that David Stevens, historian at the Australian War Memorial, joins us on the line. David Stevens, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Ben.
I heard your boss, Brendan Nelson, speaking to my colleague, Alan Jones, this morning about the significance of all of this, and I'll play part of what Brendan Nelson had to say in just a moment. But it is important, isn't it, that we not only reflect on the Battle of the Coral Sea today, but also on our relationship with America.
Oh, sure. Our relationship with America is vital to our security.
Tell me why it's so important, the Battle of the Coral Sea, when it comes to how that relationship was forged.
Yeah, well, look, the Japanese had been advancing on all fronts. They were getting close to Australia. They were trying to build up their protection. And they would have taken Port Moresby if it hadn't been for the Battle of the Coral Sea. And because it was the Australians and the Americans fighting together, and this is the closest the Americans were really, ever had a battle close to Australia, it's really important that we remember it and understand that, you know, this was American lives being sacrificed on our behalf.
Australian intelligence officers had cracked the Japanese communication codes. Tell me about the significance of that moment in helping us to stop the invasion.
Yeah, well, you've got to remember that the Americans, it was actually the Americans and the Australians, but the Americans had escaped from the Philippines and moved down to Melbourne. And together with some Australian officers, they managed to crack the important Japanese codes, which allowed the Allies to know where and when this attack was going to take place. And because the Americans had less forces than the Japanese, you needed to be able to concentrate them where they were needed. And that vital intelligence allowed them to do it.
It did damage to the reputation of Japan, didn't it, as far as a military force is concerned?
Sure, because before then, they'd been virtually having an unrivaled ability to sort of just advance, and everyone else, the Allies, had been retreating before them. This was the first stop, and as you mentioned before, it marked a real turning point in the Second World War.
And in the grand scheme of things, tell me how it affected World War II.
Well, one of the key things for Australia was that because the Japanese lost control of the sea and didn't get to Port Moresby, they wanted to, or by sea, they had to take the overland route, which meant they came via Kokoda, and you all know about the Kokoda campaign. But broader than that, the loss of the Japanese aircraft and pilots meant that their carrier forces were much weaker when the Battle of Midway occurred later on in the month. And that became a definite American strategic victory when they destroyed 4 Japanese carriers. And the reason the Japanese hadn't been able to put the strength they needed into the Battle of Midway was because they'd lost so much at Coral Sea.
What kind of impression did the Americans get of us Aussies?
I think they thought we were very professional. There was a joint Australian-American task force under Rear Admiral Crace, who was the Australian fleet commander, and the Americans were quite happy to trust their ships under his command. And, they really appreciated the way we operated.
Let me play Dr. Brendan Nelson, Director of the Australian War Memorial, speaking to my colleague Alan Jones this morning about that bond between America...
I get people who are critical of the United States, but there is not a day goes by in this country where we should not stop to thank and reflect upon American sacrifice, the Pacific, from 1942 to the end of the war... 300,000 casualties, 103,000 dead, half their bodies never found, and the continuing US presence in our region has been the bedrock of our stability and our economic prosperity.
It's worth remembering and reminding people about that, isn't it? And I love the way you said that, Brendan Nelson, that the fact that you do get people who are critical of the US, but not a day goes by in this country where we should not stop to thank and reflect upon America's effort for us in the Pacific from 1942 to the end of the war. 300,000 casualties, 103,000 deaths, half of their bodies never found, and that continuing US presence in our region being the bedrock of our stability. We do need to remember that stuff from time to time, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know that I can add much more to what Brendan said.
Well, you wouldn't want to outshine the boss. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
David Stevens, historian at the Australian War Memorial. So Donald Trump and Malcolm Turnbull meet tomorrow to mark the anniversary on board USS Intrepid, a former aircraft carrier that's now a museum, which is in New York's Hudson River.